For Little Friends, Pictures and Prayers by Kimberly Webb, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Pray unto the Lord, call upon His holy name. Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 4. 5-year-old Cammie liked to color. When her brother Ryan was sick in the hospital, she drew a picture of a smiling nurse for him. The doctor hung it next to Ryan's crib. "Ryan will feel better knowing you are thinking about him," Mommy said. Sometimes Cammie's friends asked her to draw pictures for them. "Please draw a princess that looks like me," Rachel said. So Cammie did. Cammie even liked to color rocks. Grandma often came to see rows of Cammie's colorful pebbles laid neatly on the porch. "Can I buy a few?" Grandma asked. She handed Cammie 2 coins, then picked up a big striped rock and a pebble with blue polka dots. Cammie was glad that her artwork made others happy, but she wanted to make Heavenly Father happy too. One Sunday after church, she decided to draw a picture just for him. First, she drew her family. She colored green grass and flowers below their feet. Then she drew clouds and a big, shining sun. Above the clouds, she drew smiling angels looking down on earth. She knew Heavenly Father was in heaven, watching her too. Sighing happily, she put away the crayons. Now what? Whenever she drew a picture for Mommy and Daddy, they hung it on the fridge or put it in a scrapbook. Cammie wondered how she could give her special picture to Heavenly Father. That night before bed, she placed the drawing on the middle of her tidy bedroom floor. Then she said a prayer. "Heavenly Father, I made this picture just for you." The next morning, Cammie hopped out of bed, hoping the drawing would be gone. But there it lay, right where she had left it. She frowned, tears tickling the corners of her eyes. "Maybe Heavenly Father doesn't like my picture," she worried. All day, Cammie wondered. If Heavenly Father didn't want a picture, how could she show him that she was thinking about him? Cammie thought and thought. That night, she said her prayers again. She thanked Heavenly Father for a beautiful day and for her family and the fun things she did. She asked him to watch over her as she slept, and she told him she loved him. Then she crawled into bed. As she lay there, her blankets seemed to grow warmer. They grew warmer and heavier until Cammie realized the feeling wasn't from her blankets at all. It was inside her heart. "I can pray to show Heavenly Father I'm thinking of him," she realized. And this warm feeling from the Holy Ghost was her answer. Heavenly Father was thinking of her, too. My Journal Full of Pictures by Elizabeth Giles. I can keep a journal, and I can't even write, but I can color pictures. I do it every night. Special things that happen and special things we do, I draw them in my journal, and you can do it too. Picture Journals by Elizabeth Giles. You will need some help with this activity. To make a picture journal, you will need pieces of plain white paper, a pencil, crayons, markers, a hole punch, and ribbon. 1. Ask a parent or older brother or sister to help you print your name and the year on a piece of paper for the cover, then decorate it using crayons and markers. 2. Each evening, have someone older help you print the date at the top of a piece of paper. Draw and color what happened to you that day on the paper. If you wish, have an older person write down a brief description. 3. At the end of the year, punch holes at the top or sides of the journal cover and pages. Make sure the pages start with the earliest date, then follow in dated order. Place the cover on top and tie the journal together with ribbon. End of For Little Friends.